Hilton.com.
Well, the question of did he or didn't he is over. Hey, everybody. Who am I talking about? I'm going to tell you next. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. The intrigue over Congressman Anthony Weiner and whether or not he showed his wiener to a woman via Twitter. Of course, it was an underwear crotch shot is now true. It's not a hoax. He was claiming it was a hoax, a prank. Now suddenly he's changing his tune. When will these politicians learn you cannot get away with this when we have so many ways to catch you in your web of lies? Gone are the days of rolling up women in carpets and taking them into the White House. I'll let your imagination run wild as to the rumors of what president did that. We'll just say it was a long time ago. So in this case, the New York congressman was so adamant that at one point when he kept getting pressed about it, that it was simply a prank, went on the tube all over the place and said that, you just knew it. Instead, it's an even bigger story. Wouldn't you just know that? Of course it's a bigger story. There were risque online chats. There were all kinds of photo swaps, including the crotch deal. So he was lying. He got caught. This isn't something new when it comes to scandals and politicians, right?
Welcome back to Hack Job.
It's a microcosm of the population, so you got to assume by the numbers, sure, these things are going to happen, right? They're only human. But why constantly with the lies? I did not have sex with that woman. It wasn't me. I'm tired of that. This guy needs to go. Why doesn't he just resign? So finally, because he has to, he says the picture was of me and I sent it. But why, oh why, does he dig in his heels and refuse to step aside? So now the House Minority Leader, Nancy Pelosi, is talking about an ethics committee looking into this, going through that whole rigmarole, the process that ultimately could lead to, if they decide, a vote by full Congress as to what to do, whether to punish him and how they would punish him. Would they censure him? There's a couple of different options on the table. Be honest, how many people thought that Weiner sent that crotch shot? I'm going to say, this is a smart audience, I'm going to say 90% of you believe that that's what was really going on. So he also admitted to several inappropriate, what he's calling electronic relationships. In fact, he said the number 6 over 3 years, and that he lied about that photo he sent through Twitter to the college student in Seattle a week ago. Here he is.
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. I brought pain to people I care about the most, the people who believed in me. I'm here primarily to express my apologies to my wife and family, but anyone who was misled, all of you who were misled, the people who I lied to, I have an apology for all of them. As I've said in my statement, I never met any of these women. I never was in the same room with them. I was never had any physical relationship whatsoever. I've never had sex outside my marriage, and I've done these things, and I regret them.
Okay, he regrets them, but the ethics committee, if it goes that, which I think it will, can decide, like I said, what ultimately to do if it goes to the full vote, how they would punish him. Would it ultimately be censure or expulsion, reprimand? They have a couple of options to play with if that's the case. And it's pretty hard to gauge the temperature, I think, of any of the lawmakers on this one, because you're talking about conduct unbecoming to a member of the House. So is this conduct unbecoming? Yes, of course it is. It's not an issue of anything illegal because he didn't do anything illegal. It's a judgment thing. So when all this was dropping, there's a 26-year-old single mother from Texas. Her name's Megan Broussard. She was doing a full-blown ABC interview. And in this interview, she had dozens of photos and emails and Facebook messages and cell phone calls all logged that she chronicled in this, what she called, sexually charged electronic relationship with Wiener. Boy, a lot of people are using this word, sexually charged electronic relationship. And that it evolved for more than a month. And it started at the tail end of April. And he admitted that, yes, that Broussard, the Texas woman, Megan Broussard, was one of the women who he sexted. So, really, her story is, you know, exposing the online life. It's like the virtual world. You know, I have friends that do that virtual world thing. It's crazy. I mean, some people really go deep into it. So he has a secret online life. And this guy was so popular among Democrats. Yeah, even a lot of Republicans liked him. TV people loved him. He was the Sunday morning darling. How many times did I see his mugshot pop up, his mug, not mugshot, Freudian slip, his mug pop up on NBC or ABC or Fox or CNN or wherever. MSNBC, especially. He was on MSNBC a lot. So what's the explanation for the man groin area that ended up on his Twitter feed? He finally had to cop to it. Because it wasn't a hoax. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't hacked. It was him. There was no prank. The prank's on all of us. Actually, the prank's on the people in New York who thought they elected G's a really good guy. Not a good guy. He's not a good guy if he's doing this. He's busy focusing on this versus what? All the things that are happening on the Hill. Listen. No need to completely crucify him because, trust me, there's probably some others that have done similar things and it just hasn't come out yet. Maybe not to the extent of Wiener, but I'm sure there's others. And certainly in the past, there have been others. Not to mention just this past February, the congressman from upstate New York who found himself in his own pickle, married guy, always talking about the married life and moral character, so Christopher Lee had to resign. And he had sent a woman a response to a Craigslist ad. He had a shirtless photo he sent of himself. In this case, I mean, he got away right away. He knew he had to resign. In this case, Wiener is sticking to his guns. So what say you, America? Am I being too hard? I mean, hey, it's a new world now. This is 2011. He didn't do anything illegal, so what? And if his wife says, so what? Should we care? 800-259-5791.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 8, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $15.3590. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.7478, $787.39 for a half ounce, and $393.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.7478, $787.39, or $393.69.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Henderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
All right, so it was a layup. Come on, I had to do it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know who we're talking about. Congressman Wiener, it's a layup that he should just resign as well. You send a picture of your groin area. You're a congressman. You're a married congressman. You are fooling around with so-called electronic sexual impulses or whatever. And there's a question as to whether or not he should resign. I remember he was saying that he thought he got hacked and that somebody had pranked him? Come on. So we're all over that. Now it's just a question of, is he in or is he out? He wants to be in. He does not want to step aside. I say he's done. He's toast. If I'm a Democrat and I have any power on the Hill, I'm taking him down. I'm taking him down. There's just no way. In a year where you're playing around with all kinds of things, including 9.1% unemployment, are you kidding me? All this debate over the debt ceiling, $14 trillion deficit, the numbers don't lie. We're in trouble. So no way do you want someone like Wiener playing on your team. Six different women. So what did he go down and make a few votes, then run up to his office, lock the door, and get online? So it wasn't just Twitter, it was Facebook and a whole bunch of other things. And the photo's just so over the top. So over the top. So there's just no way. I just don't see it. I don't see how he weathers this. And the crush of media. Especially the tabloid media. I mean, they're like a pack of jackals. All of you describe the mainstream media. Well, this is a whole different thing. Because trust me, they're trying to get involved in this story. TMZ, baby. They have their paw prints written all over this one, too. So he had to admit that he's engaged to six women, didn't have sex with them, but was flirting with them over the internet, sending photos, sending, you know, hundreds of emails. Why do this? Is this one of those power things again? I have the power to do this, I'm going to do this, and why not? I'm going to be a bad boy and see if I get caught. That's what a psychologist would tell you. So he admits to the Internet affairs. I think that the ethics probe, that's more money spent. Why do we have to spend that money to see what the outcome of this is? Come on. Why spend the money? Just step down. Step down. I mean, I'm not even backing off of this. One thing, too, if he was a single guy, what if he was single? Now, this would be an interesting thing to flip around. It still seems a little creepy to me, but okay, this is different. If he's single and he's on Match, what if you're a single congressman, you're on Match.com or you're Facebooking women or, you know, but the crotch shot is tough to get around. You know, it's not like a simple eHarmony photo or Match.com or pick your poison when it comes to dating sites. It's a little different. You wake up in the morning and you look at your paper and you see a picture of your congressman's crotch that was sexted to people. I think even single or married, and I'm not prudish, but I say no way. It doesn't fly. 800-259-5791. Those are my digits if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Don in Wyoming, you have the shot. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Well, I just love when you and I can peacefully disagree.
Wow, so you think it's okay that he did that and let him stand? Who cares? Because
no,
it's a moral
thing.
It's not
all right. It's not all right. Kate, she's a pilot. That's all. And, you know, she's a pilot. A bunch of them are going in Washington. They're waving their wives, you know. They're probably calling 900 numbers and getting their bellies off or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, I don't, you know, this guy just got caught. I mean, are we going to do a complete moral evaluation of every person in Congress? I mean, we probably have to get rid of half of them. You know?
Here's the deal. This is what you're suggesting. Then maybe the questions that we should ask besides what do you think about immigration, abortion, what do you think about what we're doing as far as the economy and health care, all those questions, put them out there. And then we should ask the people who are running, look, if it's a man, maybe you could, why should I discriminate? The woman, too. Are you horny, and is there a chance that you may have a lewd photo or two that might be floating around on the Internet?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the old Miss America contest, you know. I remember Vanessa Williams, I mean, gorgeous woman, you know. She took some pictures 10 years earlier and didn't think anything of it, made a few bucks or whatever. Next thing you know, it's a big national crisis or whatever, you know. And I'm just like, you know, it didn't take away. And I'm fully talking about, that's one of my favorite comeback stories of all time. You know, the way she turned her life around after that. And, you know, became, I don't know if you want to call her a great actress or not, but done a lot of things.
So different comparing Miss America, an actress, to a politician. Or maybe not. Maybe politicians are actors and in disguise, if you want to cut it that way. No way. There is a Miss America contestant who, first of all, was dethroned. And you're right. I think she's incredible. I've seen her sing. I've seen several of her movies that she's been in. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And she turned the ship around. She had to go through a crisis with the photos that were released, all that stuff. Yeah, I get it. But that's different than a guy who is elected by the people to represent those people in Congress. I mean, do you think they'd stand for that in Utah? What if they had stuff like this on Orrin Hatch?
Oh, it is. We'd probably be surprised that he's still alive and active sexually or something like that. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, King, I understand. And that's where you bring up the best point, I think, is that it's up to the people in his district, you know? I mean, you can't go through and, you know, expect every one of these people that get elected to, yeah, they should be holding a higher moral ground, an example or whatever, and not be getting into perversions and stuff, but that's not reality. I mean, you know, and I'll bet you as soon as this guy's thing came out on Twitter and everything, first of all, half those dudes in Congress are probably too old even to know how to work Twitter or whatever.
What's a Twitter?
What's a Twitter? But anyway, though, or, you know. But in any case, so it's really, you know, I think it's up to the people. He's very remorseful, you know. He got caught, and, you know, but he, from what I understand, I mean, I heard him, you know, arguing a couple of times on Hannity's show, you know, and I just think it's, you know, our country needs to be a little forgiving about things, you know, and just realize, unfortunately, you know, these people
are human. So, Don, we got to skedaddle. Don says that we have to realize he's human. Jay in New York, what do you say?
Human. He's human, but come on. Putting photographs on the internet, once they're out there, they're out there forever. They're not.
I agree. So this guy runs for mayor, and that's what you see. You don't think they're going to be, they're going to dig them up? Of course.
Absolutely. You know, outside of being very foolish and very stupid and very, you know, I can't say that because he's a Democrat, because that's not true, because there's more people out there that are, whatever. And, you know, they do it every day. But, you know, come on, this guy is an elected official. He is somebody who people look up to. He's been all over the news. Prior to this, he's been loved by thousands and thousands of people. And now all of a sudden, you find out that he's not quite Superman. You know, he's playing in the sewer, like Art Carney. And, you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I think he should resign. I think he should just, you know, pack his stuff in, go home, don't worry about being the mayor. You know, if he's going to do that, you know, he's not, in my opinion, he's not going to make it.
I don't think he's going to make it either. Jay, great caller. Call me again. I agree with what he had to say. Absolutely. There's no way. That picture's there forever. And look, why did he do this? That's the question. Why did he do this? He just saw what happened to Congressman Christopher Lee, for goodness sake, in New York. A Republican from upstate New York who had to resign over cruising for women on Craigslist and he was married. He knows what happens when you get caught. Why did he do it? And he said, you know, he did it. He was asked that question. He said, I don't have an explanation. I simply do not. I have no explanation for this. That's not good enough. He needs to resign. 800-259-5791. Don't be shy. Belly up.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchery. Conjuring. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Anthony Weiner goes down, I think, on the list of one of the all-time biggest blunders when it comes to politics and sex. But make no mistake about it, there have been so many people that have gone down this road. It would take us hours to look at the reasons behind them, what happened as a result, what happened in their lives. For goodness sake, look, even Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman. How many times have you seen that tape played over and over and over again? The blue dress with a stain? How many jokes were written about that? Of course, you have John Edwards now in the middle of a scandal. His wife riddled with cancer, now dead, while he's on the campaign trail, messing around with a videographer who was supposedly recording his every move, and then some. And the problem there was he got into campaign funds, supposedly, and they got enough evidence on him. Maybe. There's enough for an indictment. Depends on what the jury says. And he's going to roll the dice and take his chances. And look, that's what happened there. It was sex that took him down. Got her pregnant. Had a child out of wedlock with a different woman while his wife was falling apart. And traveling around stumping for him in 2008. Senator John Ensign, we know that story. Unraveling still. There's a lot of fallout with that one. Was well-liked. Republican from Nevada. Fooling around with one of his aides' wives. And then she says it was sexual harassment. That was like the latest twist in that. So we know, to be sure, there's a long list. But shame on Congressman Weiner. He has no answer for why he did it, and certainly he sees what happens when you put your hand in the cookie jar when it's not supposed to be there. But I still say what he did with the crotch shot and the sexting, I don't even think that flies. I don't really think that would fly with a single man either. I don't think so. If it were a girlfriend, a serious longtime girlfriend, and then someone said, oh, look at these pictures we found, somebody came up with pictures, that might be different. But when you're talking about random people and hitting them up on Facebook, I mean, come on. And the hypocrisy. Think of the laws. Think of the discussions that they have on the Hill and the judgment calls, I'm sorry, the elected representatives make every single day, it seems. He fell down on this. He fell down, and I don't see how he gets up on it. I don't see how he gets up and brushes himself off and moves on. I don't think so. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, how are you?
How you doing? Did you miss me?
I did. I was wondering what happened to you. How are you?
I've been hanging back. Let me go. I haven't talked to you in a while, so let me start. First of all, the book was called No Place to Hide by Robert O'Hara Jr. I mentioned it over and over. There's no such thing as privacy on the Internet. So he should have known better. I want to delve into that, but let me just tell you quick. Senator Ensign was chased around the parking lot by the husband of the guy who he was sleeping with. She actually chased him, and he had a meeting with Coburn, and Coburn said, you got to step down, you clown.
Yeah.
When Foley texted or Twittered the male pages, he was gone in 48 hours.
Okay. Yes, that's a good one.
Now, let me just I know I go off on a rant and rage. I go in different directions. But let me tell you something about Wiener, or if I was one of your constituents. A guy tried to call Carolyn McCarthy's office in Long Island, and he was ranting and raving about her stance on gun control. And they had the police go to this guy's apartment. So I could never call Anthony Wiener's office and rant and rave because I'd be arrested. Because these people think... These politicians in office, especially these massive no self-defense, massive gun control types. And some people say, Mark, you're a one-issue guy. Well, I'm not, but this is an issue that's passionate to me, the right of self-defense and to keep and bear arms. This guy makes Mayor Bloomberg look like an NRA member. And I'm glad that he's not going to be in Congress anymore to pass or co-sign or co-sponsor bills to take away your right to self-defense. He's a scumbag from day one, and I know all about him because of his stance on gun control. You can usually pigeonhole a politician by their stance on whether they believe in your right to self-defense or not. But he had the mindset that he was above it all. Their ideology brings them in. They think that I'm not going to step down. Listen, dirtbag, you are going to step down. It has nothing to do with morals or ethics. You're just not worthy to sit in that august body of a House of Representatives. You represent the people. And, you know, you were talking last night about the national debt. The Wall Street Journal did an interview with a guy who, believe it or not, he worked for Soros. His name was Druckenmiller. And he's worried about not the debt ceiling being raised, but not getting spending under control. So my point is, you brought that up last night, and with all the problems going on in the world, this guy thinks it's okay as a married man to pick pictures of his junk around the country to underage women. And how many women that looked at that might have been underage? That's called pedophilia at the very least. And he sits in Congress and he writes laws and he tries to get them enforced. Workplace violence and workplace harassment. This is exactly what this clown was doing, and it came back to bite him right in the rear. As an American citizen who pays his salary, and I told you before, and I'll say it again till I'm blue in the face, they work for us. You're fired, you piece of dirt, and you get lost, all right? I don't know if the next guy will be any better or any worse, but we had to clean up this Congress, and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them think that they're above it all. They're not above it all.
Yep.
And that we
I
have more pressing problems in this country. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And you said it. Whether we're talking about spending, whether we're talking about 9.1% unemployment, whether we're talking about illegal immigration and our borders and what's happening there and what's happening with student visas, what's happening with so many things that affect every single one of us in this country, no matter where you're from, you cannot tolerate this kind of behavior.
that much time on his hands that he can go and do this, and he's so dumb to think that everything you do on the internet, they're not that intelligent, America. I could probably represent Brooklyn better than this guy.
Yeah.
And if someone said on a Michael Savage show that because he defended, he went against Obama in the pre-67 borders for Israel, that Obama did this, I wouldn't doubt it, because it's all one party. You know, they knock down people that they feel are encroaching on them. But I'm glad, because he didn't believe in the right to self-defense, and he's just a piece of dirt, and it's time to clean up the Congress, and there's much more pressing interest in this country than this, and it's a distraction, and I'll leave it there. I'll call you again, babe.
All right. Thanks, Mark. He's right. It is a distraction that we don't need, and that's the problem. It's a long list. There's other politicians who have done it, and it's just not acceptable. What kind of intelligence does he show? None. Do I want someone representing me? I would be very upset if this guy were my congressman. Wiener said, by the way, that he used his home computer and personal BlackBerry, not government computers. Oh, gee, thank goodness. In all the exchanges he had with the women that he was hitting up. So, you know, here's the thing. The ethics committee, it's dicey as to what they can do with the standards of conduct. But it shouldn't even get to that. Why does it have to get to that? Look, he should just get out of the way. He should just get out of the way. I mean, this is a guy who has a huge ego, who's seeking the limelight, who's, as I said, always on the tube, whether it's CNN or MSNBC or whoever. I don't care who it is. He's always out there talking about policies and what's right and what's wrong and what's happening and how we're not agreeing and all this other stuff, especially with the debt. He was very vocal on all of that. Now you've got a crotch shot of your congressman. How do you feel about that? I think it's unbelievable. I think it's unbelievable that he was that stupid. For that reason, if nothing else, for that reason, I wouldn't want this guy representing me. The arrogance to think that he was so far above it. Boy, and I'll tell you what, New York seriously needs some people who are nothing like Charlie Rangel, nothing like Christopher Lee, nothing like Anthony Weiner, nothing like Elliot Spitzer, nothing like Eric Moss. I can still go on and on and on. So a full probe of this thing, if he would let it get to that, shame on him. He's toast. He needs to step away. And if he cares about his party, if he wanted to bring the party into it, because, I mean, who cares in this case, Democrat, Republican, except for the numbers? Remember, it's a numbers game. So he screwed his party besides himself. I mean, look, you have problems with the economy, food prices, gas prices that, thank goodness, have dipped down, but were sky high just a month ago. And it's still not great, and we know it's going to flip around. We have lots of problems, serious problems in this country. We don't have time for crotch shots and ethics committees on what women did you contact, what did the emails say, and that's what it'll be. What did the emails say? Oh, I did not have sex with any of those women. It was strictly sexual stimulation through technology. Really? Really? Your underwear crotch shot? Sending it to a Seattle college student and trying to defend himself, in a sense. Oh, Nancy Pelosi must just be beside herself, because I'm sure she wants him to bail. I think she wants him to bail. All the Democrats want him to bail. It's just another black eye. It's another black eye. They need to send out a memo. It's like what they do with NFL rookies, because they're worried that women will seduce them, young girls, and, oh, they could get pregnant or get a disease or have someone latch on to them. So they try to teach them to be aware of the sexual charms out there. Maybe they're going to have to send out a memo to all these people in Congress. Please.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Congressman Wiener has provided a lot of entertainment for folks across the country who are in comedy clubs. And anybody listening to the late night comedians, this is perfect when they come out and do the monologues. I mean, I've heard it all. Wiener gate, you know, Wiener killer, Wiener schnitzel. I mean, anything that plays off of that last name. So finally, because he knew he was caught in the crosshairs and had no other choice but to cop to it, what happens? He cries a little bit, talks about the fact that he did it. You know, they had the photo, and that in fact he had engaged in internet relationships, if you want to call them that, with six other women, and that, I mean, press conference was just packed. Of course it was packed. And he's eroded whatever, I think, goodwill that he had going. It's just, this is not going to hang. Who knows if he could even hold on to his House seat, let alone run for mayor, because that was what was, I think, on his plate for 2013. So another one does really bite the dust. And he tried to say, because, you know, this is like the press conference that kept on giving. He tried to say, people who draw conclusions about me can do it. I mean, I don't care. I've worked for the people for 13 years, and I've been in politics 20, and I hope they see this for what it is. I don't think so. But isn't it interesting how certain politicians can kind of get away with it? Meaning Bill Clinton, who forever is tagged with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, but moves on from that, admits, takes back kind of what he says, finishes out, does two terms, and is so sought after and loved by a lot of people. Even though there may be people that bash Clinton, there are plenty of people that love Bill Clinton. Does this guy end up having the same kind of relationship with the people in his district? And there are some people who think I'm being too harsh about this and think that, you know, he apologized to his wife, Huma, who's an aide to the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. That's a little bit awkward, isn't it? And he says, you know, she's a remarkable woman. She's not responsible. Oh, it's just so creepy. I think that's creepy. Then you have, Chris Matthews on MSNBC, who in the context of what he was saying in a conversation said, well, maybe it's a little bit his wife's fault because she knew about how he was before they got married and it was fine. That's really stretching it a little bit, though, Chris. Well, she knew that he did those kind of things before they got married. And so if it was okay with her, why shouldn't it be okay? He didn't say that, but why wouldn't it be okay with us? Of course, it's just not appropriate for somebody in Congress with all the things that are happening. You think of people who are struggling to make ends meet. So many of you have called the show to tell us your stories, how you lost a job, how the factory closed, how you were trying desperately to put your kids through college and then ultimately found that you just could not afford it any longer. And so this is the last thing you want taken up space, taken up air. And I think if he steps away, then that's it. Because for days, he claimed that he didn't send the photo and that he was the victim of a hacker. But when he couldn't say that the underwear shot wasn't a picture of him, then you knew. That's when I knew. That's when you knew this is a turning point. There's just no way. And there is a website where a woman claimed to have 200 what she's calling sexually explicit messages from Wiener through a Facebook account that he doesn't use anymore. That's not good. So the underpants thing is one, and then all this other stuff too. It's not just about the crotch photo. Not surprisingly, many of you, besides commenting at 800-259-5791, that's my digits, also have had something to say through the miracle of email. We'll get to that in a second, but first let's go to Greg in Kansas. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Greg. What do you think? Do you think, am I being too rough on this guy? Should he be able to weather it? He didn't do anything illegal?
Well, let me see what happened here. Wiener Twittered his wiener, right?
Yes.
That's what happened? Okay. No, I think we have, like a 180-day trial for all these congressmen.
There you go. Because these guys just can't cut it. We're seeing one domino fall after the other, and we have serious things that we're counting on them to do for us as our representative, because they're your voice and my voice. And if they're preoccupied with other stuff, geez, they're not taking votes on some of these things that come up for a vote that affect us. Now, wonder why, because their head is so filled with other things. They're distracted.
Well, yeah, you have to Twitter your girlfriends out in Washington State. So, but no, I think, I got a bad stomach.
I hear it, but now look, when you pause, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I think that, you know, everybody that takes a job, you have a 90-day trial period. I think we should do it with all our Congress. Maybe we need to extend it past 180 days. So,
yeah, there you
I
go.
Don't know.
There you go. That's not a bad suggestion. How many people like that idea? Thanks for the call. How many people like that idea? Give him a trial period. Of course, Greg, we know that will never happen. But if the rest of us have to go through a trial period, why shouldn't the Congress people have to do it? Oh, can you imagine the special elections you'd have to hold as one after another fell? How much money that would cost? But I like your thought process there, Greg. Then you know what you get, maybe. Maybe. Because who knows when that, like in this case, who knows when the photo would have come out? How long has he been doing this kind of stuff? He's been in politics for 20 years. Then you could say, well, how long has he been married and all that other sort of stuff and subtract that. But six different women, it's on his mind. Six different women, Twittering the one, sending other photos to other women. Yeah. He's deeply, deeply into this. He really is. So here we go again. Just another sleazy politician. And why protect him? Why protect this guy? All right, without further ado, let's head quickly to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, thank you very much. This one is from Dono. Hey, Kate Delaney, loving the show. I got to say, you've been talking about Anthony Weiner and bravo, some of the stuff that you brought up. He should absolutely resign. He's a disgrace. He needs to walk away. He needs to say when now. This one's from Dawn, who says, Congressman Weiner has bit the dust. He shouldn't be representing anybody, let alone New York. Boy, those New Yorkers must be sick of the people that they're elected turning out to be chameleons, and he certainly is one of them. All right, here's another one. This one is from Pal. Can't believe this guy had that much audacity to deny, talk about hackers, try to come up with whatever kind of lie he could, Kate, and then ultimately steps before the microphone to say what you knew he was going to say, that yes, the photo was his, and then, in fact, go on even further and talk about other women. Forget the House ethics investigation on whether he broke the rules or not. He needs to resign. That's the smart play. All right, we got one more here. This one is from Helen, who says, my husband and I were talking about this, Kate. It's funny because we're actually on different sides of it. I think we need to cut him a break. We need to be forgiving for Congressman Weiner. My husband thinks he's a scumbag and he needs to go, and he's sick of these politicians. All right, if you didn't get a chance to call in or send us your thoughts, you can do it. Go to the website, americatonight.net.